Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazenia. This is probably the most well-known reading in the Scriptures, John chapter 3. And we have this in year B for the fourth week of Lent. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whoever believes in him would have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him wouldn't perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. It's now the fourth week of Lent, and you've been praying and almsgiving and fasting, and there's been penance. You've been trying to grow and to change. And what can happen as Lent rolls on is that there can be some type of a malaise or some type of a dryness or some type of a spiritual being stuckness, if you will. And that can happen. And when that happens, you can become very discouraged. You can kind of think that Lent isn't really working or things aren't changing in your life and you're not progressing. And you can become downcast and discouraged, as I said. And right in the middle of all this, we hear this reading from the Scriptures about God's love for us. You see, we have to get in touch with God's love right in the middle of our journey, because it's God's love that can strengthen us and change everything. I remember I was on a retreat one time in California. Retreat was going fine, but you know, as retreats go on, you know, you're there for about a week or 10 days. Right about in the middle of the retreat, it kind of gets a little dry and things don't seem to be happening. And it was right in the middle of that retreat, I spent some time in prayer and I got in touch with God's love and the whole retreat changed. You see, God's love for us is constant, it's pure, God is always present, and it's a matter of us awakening to God's love and being aware of God's love. And once that happens, things start to change. So the church, in the middle of Lent, we're just at the midpoint of Lent now, maybe a little bit past that. So the church gives us this reading to remind us of God's love. I remember some of the psalms that I pray in the morning. It's the Liturgy of the Hours. Priests, lay people pray the Liturgy of the Hours. We'll pray one of these psalms that talks about God's love endures forever. It'll talk about the redemption through the Red Sea. It'll talk about the destruction of the Egyptian army. It'll talk about how God moved in miraculous ways. And over again, it'll say, for his love endures forever. And so what we need to do is keep getting in touch with God's love. I remember one time I was in Slidell, Louisiana. That's just north of New Orleans. And I was visiting a friend, and he told me about a woman, and we went to visit her. This woman, her name is Chrissy. She had a little baby that was born very sick. So we went to visit her, and she had her little baby at her breast. And the little baby is 10 months old. Her name is Nora Grace, the little girl. But the baby was born with a heart deformity. It has brain problems, sight problems, ear problems, problems everywhere in the little baby. And as I looked at the mother holding the baby to her breast, I could see the intense emotion, the affection that the mother had for the little baby. Now, the little baby, again, was very sick. It was hooked to a respirator, and there was no reciprocation from the baby at all toward the mother. But the love that the mother had for that little baby, even though there was no reciprocation, and the mother would even talk about the baby in terms of we're going to the hospital, we're going to be having an operation. There was such a connectedness. And I was as I was watching this little baby and the mother and the intense affection that the mother had for that baby, I was being filled with the love of God. I was seeing the love of God in action. And that mother's love for that little baby was so intense. And I want you to understand that we can't reciprocate God's love. And in many ways, we fall away, we sin, we don't reciprocate, yet God constantly loves us, even more than a mother and her little baby. Even if a mother, the scripture says, can forget the baby at her breast, I will never forget you. Even if that's possible, God says, that a mother could forget the baby at her breast, I will not forget you, my people. Even the hair in your head has been counted. In other words, God is close to you. He's with you. He loves you. And in the midst of your Lenten journey, even if you don't feel it, and that's what everybody wants, I want to feel God's love. Well, even if you don't feel it, I want you to get in touch with the fact that you are loved intensely, emotionally. God has great affection for you, more than a mother for the baby at her breast. So the church gives us this beautiful reading about God's love. And I love what it says in the book of Romans, the letter to the Romans. Paul the Apostle says, get this now, while we were yet sinners, God loved us and sent his Son to die for us. And I love that because it proclaims God's, not only God's love, but his unconditional love. Notice, it wasn't when we prayed and gave alms and fasted and did penance, as we do in Lent, that God loved us. No, while we were yet sinners, God loved us and sent his Son to die for us. And I love what Jesus said when he was walking the earth. He said, I have come to save the lost. He wasn't looking for the righteous per se. He was looking for sinners, the broken, the lost. It's not the healthy that need a doctor, it's the sick, he said. I haven't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So the point that I'm trying to make here is that God's love isn't conditioned on our ability to love God back. It's not conditioned on our, quote, righteousness or goodness. God loves you. He created you. Maybe you haven't been to church in a while. Perhaps you haven't been praying. You just happened to flip into this program. Well, I want you to know that you are loved, and God is searching for you, and he's calling you back to himself. And I love the love of God. When you can get in touch with it, it's life-changing. Years ago, Pope Benedict XVI, remember Pope Benedict, he was the pope right before Pope Francis, and he retired. Well, Pope Benedict XVI, very learned man, very theological, very scholarly, very intelligent, and he promulgated his first encyclical. And everybody, all the scholars were all wondering, you know, everybody was thinking, you know, this encyclical is going to be very learned. I wonder if anybody's going to understand it, and the general populace out there, if they're going to be able to get it. And so we were all wondering what this encyclical was going to be about. And his first encyclical, this learned man, this theological, scriptural, intelligent man, his first encyclical was God is love. Shocked everybody. I mean, it's just like, whoa. I mean, here he comes out, here this learned pope comes out with this very simple encyclical, God is love. And that's the word that needs to be proclaimed over and over and over and over again. John 3:16, we just heard it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes would not perish, but have eternal life. And eternal life in the Gospel of John, of course, it's a quantitative thing, endures forever, but it's a qualitative reality, a new peace, a new intimacy with God, a new joy. So he used some words, Pope Benedict XVI, he used some words in his encyclical for love, the love that God has for us. And one of the words that he used is a word that you've probably heard before. It's a Greek word, agape. In fact, the early Christian Mass that we know of today, Eucharist, used to be called an agape feast. And what that means is agape is how God loves. It's an unconditional love. It's not conditioned on our goodness. It's not conditioned even on our response and our reciprocation to God's love. God loves us freely, generously, and unconditionally. And his love is abundant. It's filled with grace for everybody. We cannot deserve this love. We cannot merit this love. We can't earn the love of God. But I'm praying that this program, right now as you're watching it, whether you go to church or not, whether you're a believer or not, I pray that you will receive his love. It's very gentle. It's very tender. Think about that mother and her little baby. There's an intense emotion and affection. And I want to tell you right now that you are loved by God. Maybe you feel fat. Maybe you don't have hair. Maybe you feel old. Maybe you've rejected yourself, whatever it is. Well, you are loved. Get in touch with that. You are loved just the way you are. This revolutionized, the love of God, revolutionized my life. I was lost. And I remember at a young age, as a teenager, I began to seek God in a very real way by coming to the scriptures. And as I came to the scriptures, I read about the love of God and I read about Jesus searching for the lost. See, little did I realize, as I was seeking God, God was seeking me. And if you've tuned into this program because you're seeking God, you're at the right place because God is seeking you. And he wants you to come to eternal life through the blood of Christ. For God so loved you. He didn't just love the world, he loves you personally, unconditionally. God so loved you that he gave Jesus so that you could believe in him and have eternal life. So I was searching for God and God was searching for me. Remember the parable of the prodigal son? The father's at the end of his driveway waiting and watching, and finally the son comes back after losing the inheritance and living with riotous living, the party lifestyle, finally comes back, and as he's walking back, the father runs to him. And what I want to tell you right now is that as you're searching for God, God is more than searching for you, he's running to you. Maybe it's been a while for some of you. Well, God is searching for you, running to you, loves you. He'll meet you more than halfway. He'll forgive your sins. Just simply believe that he loves you. Believe in his love, even though you don't feel it. Believe in his unconditional love for you. So anyway, I was searching for God, and God was searching for me. And then I received, in time, it didn't happen right away, and I think this is the purpose of Lent, to put us in touch with God's love. Didn't happen right away, but then I had an experience of the Holy Spirit. And I love what Paul says in Romans, the Holy Spirit is God's love poured into our hearts. Wow. See, God's love isn't just a virtue, it's alive. God's love is his Spirit living within us, and you can have experiences of God's love, tangible, real, personal, intimate experiences of God's love that revolutionize. Now, remember how I began this whole series. It's not about determination. It's not about resolution. It's about revolution. Lent is a season of grace. And there is no greater grace than to know God's love. Caritas, charity, God's love. That's where the word grace comes from. And so Lent is a season of God's love. Why do we pray and give alms and fast and do penance? To open ourselves up to an awareness of God's love. No, we can't earn it. We don't deserve it, but we can receive it. And that's what I'm after here in this program. God's love has so changed my life. You've all heard of about Amazing Grace. I was lost and now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. And it's all because of God's grace. God is a miracle working God. And the greatest miracle in life is when a person comes to faith. It's when a person comes to know that they're loved. And God's love has revolutionized me in so many ways. I used to be so afraid. I would have panic attacks, afraid of being in front of people. I had self-rejection, low self-esteem, kind of like that little girl on the bed, you know, looking at the fat pink hippopotamus, feeling sorry for myself, self-pity, that whole thing. But God's love gave me a new courage, a new boldness, a new self-esteem. I'm lovable and so are you. I'm loved and so are you. And with God's love, there comes a new self-image. And I want you to be strong and courageous and bold and be the person that you were meant to be. I tell people all the time, live with passion. And you can have purpose because of God's love for you. And you can become all that you can be. You can realize your potential. You can reach for the stars and accomplish your dreams in life. And it's all because you're loved. You're not alone. Time and time again, Jesus will say, I am with you. And when he talked about the Holy Spirit, he says, the Spirit will be in you. And in is even closer than with. So I want to assure you right now as you're watching this program, however your Lent is going, however you feel with the Lord, whether you've been going to church or not, whether you're a prisoner or the Pope, you are loved just as you are, unconditionally. And as I said, this is revolutionizing. This is life-changing. I wanted to tell you also that most people are saying, well, you know, I want to feel it. Well, as I said in past programs, feelings are good. I'm half Italian. I love to feel our religion, our faith. But feelings are fickle. They're up and they're down and they're all around. They're kind of like a roller coaster. You can't just go by your feelings. Feelings are fickle. Faith is forever. See, don't just live by your feelings. Live by what you know. Live by your faith. Live by what you believe. And so that when the ups and the downs come, faith will give you stability. You can be even keel. You can be unshakable. And that's what I want for you. So don't just rely upon your feelings. Rely upon what you know. How do you know that you're loved? How about getting in touch with the fact that you exist? You didn't just happen to be. You weren't an accident. Even if you're adopted, you didn't just come by happenstance. The scriptures tell us, this is right from the Bible, that before the world, and the world is billions of years old, before the world was created, God had you in mind. God knit us together in our mother's womb. You weren't an accident. You didn't just happen to be. God knit us together in our mother's womb. God specifically and intentionally and on purpose gave you life. There are over 7.5 billion people on the face of the earth now, and it's growing all the time. 7.5 billion, we can't even wrap our brains around that kind of a number. So, God could have left you out. Nobody would have known it. I mean, the only universe that we know of with all these billions of people on it, on the planet Earth, wouldn't have been complete without you and without me. See, God so loves the world, yes, but God loves you. He gave you life. He called you into being. You have a destiny. You have purpose. You have meaning. Of course, the purpose of our life is to come to know God and to live with Him forever in heaven. But you live that destiny now. You live that purpose now on earth by fulfilling God's will for you and becoming all that you can be, living with virtue, growing close to God, realizing your potential. You have purpose. God created you on purpose for a purpose. So over 7.5 billion people, and He did not leave you out. So think about that. Every heartbeat, every breath, every moment, every thought is a gift from God to you and me. Just simply get in touch with the fact that you're alive. I know that many of you are going through sufferings. I know it's hard. I know most of you are growing older and it's very difficult and it's easy to get caught up in all that. But for a moment, put all that inside and just get in touch with the fact that you are loved. It's revolutionizing. It's life-changing. And I'm praying right now through this program, as you're watching it, at this very moment, right where you are, you will sense the powerful, unconditional, intimate, grace-filled, personal love of God for you. It's gentle, it's soft, it's tender, it's life-giving, it's earth-shattering, it's revolutionizing. Changes the way you look at yourself, changes what you can do with your life, changes your attitude, and it develops intimacy with God. The odds of you being born, I looked this up one time on the internet, the odds of you being born, 1 in 400 trillion. We don't even have a number for that. So in other words, there's more odds of you not being born than there were for you to be born. Yet, you have come into existence. Don't you understand? You didn't just happen to be. God created you for a purpose, on purpose, specifically, even before the world began. Wow, that is so good. You are rare. There's nobody like you. You're distinct. Nobody has your DNA. Nobody has your fingerprints. Nobody has your iris print. There's nobody on the face of the earth, nobody who has ever been and nobody who will ever be like you. God created you distinct, rare, and you are precious in His sight. I love what Isaiah 43 says. You are precious to me, and I love you. So I know you want to feel it. I know you want to hear it from God. But the truth is all you have to do is get in touch with it. Just appreciate it. I love to tell this story about these two fish who are swimming in the ocean. And one fish looks at the other and says, "Hey, where's the ocean?" The other fish looks at him and says, "The ocean, it's what you're swimming in." You might be thinking, well, where's God's love? It's what you're swimming in. Paul the Apostle, when he spoke to the Athenians, he was in Athens, this is what he told them. They're all philosophical, they're philosophers, they were looking for some new philosophy. And he told them, "In God you live and move and have your being." So please understand, God's love is surrounding you. Get in touch with the fact that you're alive. Certainly get in touch with the cross. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes wouldn't perish but have eternal life. You see this right here? This is called my sign. I am a passionist priest. And this sign means the passion of Jesus Christ. And the cross reveals God's love to us. The sacrifice, the suffering. See, this is where Lent is heading. It will be culminating in Passion Week and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This cross, although people wear it around their necks and, you know, we make the sign of the cross when we pray and we put it on walls and in sanctuaries, this cross has depth and meaning. And the meaning of the cross is that Jesus came for you. As He said, "I have come to seek and to save the lost." So whether you're a churchgoer or not, I want you to know that you are loved unconditionally. And this is what the church during the season of Lent is trying to put us in touch with. The fact that God loves us just the way we are, unconditionally. And the church wants us right smack dab in the middle of Lent to get in touch with this love, so that by knowing this love, we can be strengthened, fortified, empowered. It's kind of like, if you remember the second week of Lent, when we went up to the mountaintop, that vision, that manifestation, that apparition, if you will, was so that we could be strong and we could have a blessed Lent and face the trials and the tribulations of our life. I remember one of our men, speaking of trials and tribulations, we were sitting around doing some faith sharing, one of our passionists, and he shared with us that although he was 80 years old, that he was going through depression. And you might be thinking, well, wait a minute, if you know that God loves you, that you're not going to have depression. No, I think about it this way. If you know God loves you, you can face depression. You can face loneliness. You can face grieving. You can face growing older. You can face all the tribulations and the hardships of your life. Even if you're addicted, you can admit that you're addicted, come to sobriety, and get into recovery, all because of God's love. So, as we celebrate Lent, the midpoint, a little past the midpoint now. I want you to get in touch with God's love. We're swimming in it. You've been created. He sent His Son to die for you. Most of all, I want you to simply receive it through this program and to realize that you are loved unconditionally. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.